Let's put that very question now to Senator Obama's most senior supporter in Pennsylvania, Senator Bob Casey. Welcome to the program, Senator.
Great to be with you. Thank you.
Is it fair to say that Senator Obama has a problem with white working class voters, as illustrated in Pennsylvania?
Well, I don't agree with that assessment for a number of reasons. Number one is this fundamental rule in politics that I learned a long time ago, and most people who follow it understand, is that primaries are not general elections. In this sense, you can do very badly in a primary against a strong candidate with a voter group and then do extraordinarily well with them in the fall because you're running against a Republican. And I think that some of the voter groups that Hillary Clinton has done better with, if Senator Obama is the nominee, and I think he will be, he will do very well with all kinds of voters in Pennsylvania, some of whom didn't vote for him this time, but certainly in a general election against Senator McCain, who seems to be running on putting forth a third term for President Bush, I think Senator Obama will do just fine. But
having outspent Senator Clinton 3-1 in your state, shouldn't Senator Obama be at least neck and neck, if not winning today?
Well, I think there's a lot of emphasis placed on that, but I do think because of the nature of this race, paid television has less effect, I think, in these contests than it does in state races. I've run a lot of races and spent tens of millions of dollars over a decade on television. It's much more determinative in a state race than it is a national race that has a lot of coverage by radio and television and newspapers. So I think the spending differential on television and advertising generally that's paid is not necessarily the only barometer. But here's the other way to look at that. You could make an argument that he spent more money in advertising. You could also make the argument that, just like I had advantages when my father ran for a lot of offices in Pennsylvania, was elected governor, so the same is true of Senator Clinton. Her husband was the president of the United States for 8 years, spent 15 years campaigning in Pennsylvania, had a strong foundation that she benefits from, and she ran a strong campaign as well.
So you're saying that's 15 years of free media, you're saying, for Senator Clinton?
Yeah,
is the equivalent.
And Senator Obama, it really is a first-time national candidate. It really started from a dead stop in terms of his national profile. So I think if this race in Pennsylvania is in any way close, I think that's a significant achievement for him in addition to the question of delegates. But I think it was a good contest for him because he's got a foundation for the fall.
Senator Casey, how damaging do you think the comments that Senator Obama made were when he said that voters in Pennsylvania were bitter about the economy and because of that were clinging to religion and guns? You of course, know pro-gun voters are a big constituency. I think something like 4 out of 10 voters today said a family member had a firearm.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, others are probably more equipped to analyze that from the polling or the exit polling or the results. But I do think that people got a chance, even in the context of that controversy, to learn a lot about Barack Obama they didn't know before, not just his message of change and taking on special interests and also bringing the country together, but also his values, his heart. They saw him up close in their communities. It wasn't just some national report. He was in their communities. He was in scores of cities in our state, and I think they got to know him. And I think a lot of voters put a number of these controversies in context in terms of not just votes, but also in terms of their ability to sift through the back and forth to be able to make a decision about who that person is, what their position on issues is, and what their solutions for America would be in terms of health care, education, of
Senator Casey, let me ask you one very, very short answer question. If you're going to talk with superdelegates over the next week, based on what you've seen in Pennsylvania, very, very quickly, in a headline, what do you say about Barack Obama's performance that should lead someone to say, okay, in that case, I'll endorse him?
I think he's the strongest general election candidate we have, and I think potential to be a great president. I think a lot of superdelegates are going to reach that conclusion.
Okay. Bob Casey, Senator from Pennsylvania, thank you very much.
Thanks for all the time.
You bet.
Bye-bye.